Little before 2 o'clock in the Southland, it is a Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland.
Woo, 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 woo!
I queued up the Yacht Rock for you, Jorge.
Oh, good. Yeah, Yacht Rock.
Because we didn't play it, huh?
Yeah, we're our target audience is 55-year-old men.
It is, actually. A little Gino Vannelli on a Tuesday.
Oh. Does Gino Vannelli make money? You play this every single week. Does he make money
Why
when
you
play
upset?
His song?
Why are you upset about a bit?
I'm not upset. What do you mean I'm upset?
No, I'm just getting annoyed because you bothered me while Ireland was showing me a picture of...
I'm trying to get Chris to watch Selling the O.C.
Oh, you haven't watched it?
No.
Oh, you got to check out Alex.
I don't know which one he...
Alex is the one in the red dress.
Oh, I'll be checking that out tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Alex is very...
He's got a Janet Kramer thing about her.
She plays very much so.
Plays very loose.
We're getting ready for producer Jorge, right, to perform?
Hey.
Yes, and as a surprise, Morales, you are going to do the scene after Jorge does the scene.
Oh, okay. Well, guys, bring me the scene when you get a moment,
please. All right.
Okay.
Now, Mace, explain the scene.
Okay. So, this is a scene from Breaking Bad. It is the... I am the one who knocks speech. Most people know that, the I am the one who knocks. So I put the script there, and interestingly, we've got a very famous actor and then Bryan Cranston's original version of this to listen to. And in the meantime, Jorge, as part of his acting class, is going... Jorge, are you ready?
Si, yes.
Okay, here we go. This is the I am the one who knocks speech from Breaking Bad. Jorge, take it away.
Sale, here we go. 3, 2, let me get in character. Who are you talking to right now? Who is it that you think you see? Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. Do you know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going to work? A business big enough that it could be listed on the NASDAQ goes belly up, disappears. It ceases to exist without me. No, you clearly don't know who you're talking to. So let me clue you in. I am not in danger, Skyler. I am danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No, I am the one who knocks.
Oh, okay. I like that.
So now, Mace, I have two versions here. I have Samuel L. Jackson doing that scene and Bryan Cranston doing that scene.
Are we going to let Morales try it?
Do you want to have him do it first? Or you want to hear?
Yeah, let's try. Let's have Morales try.
I feel like we should play one of them though, just up the performance.
No, let's do it cold.
Oh, you want me to do it right?
Do you have it?
Do
you have
it,
Chris?
Do it now.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Do it live.
By the way, probably the greatest scene in Breaking Bad. I think
it is, absolutely.
All right.
Who are you talking to right now? Who is it you think you see? Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. I would throw in some other words right there, but
of course you would.
Do you know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going into work? A business big enough that it could be listed on the NASDAQ goes belly up, disappears. It ceases to exist without me. No, you clearly don't know who you're talking to. So let me clue you in. I'm not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens up his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. Mace, I am the one who knocks.
I'll tell you, that was a great performance right there.
I liked it.
I like that.
All right, now here is Cranston doing...
No, do Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
Do Samuel L. Jackson, who did this speech, and then we'll play Cranston at the end. Does that make sense?
Sure. All right, here's Sam Jackson doing the same speech.
Who are you talking to right now? Who is it you think you see? Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. Do you know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going into work? A business big enough that it could be listed on the NASDAQ goes belly up, disappears. It ceases to exist without me. No, you clearly don't know who you're talking to. So let me clue you in. I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot. And you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
Bravo, Sam Jackson. That's a step up.
Yeah. Now that the one thing that was missing from all these is
good.
Not enough anger. I think Cranston.
You think Cranston is angry?
Yeah. Now here it is. You ready to hear it?
Yep. Ready.
Let's see if I remember it correctly. I haven't heard this since he did it. All right. So here it is.
Who are you talking to right now? Who is it you think you see? Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. Do you know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going into work? A business big enough that it could be listed on the NASDAQ goes belly up. Disappears. It ceases to exist without me. No, you clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
You're right. He had more, like, anger is what makes it.
Oh, it's so good.
Although, Jorge and Chris, I applaud you for the effort.
Yes, I thought very funny.
I'm going to knock on Mace's door tonight just to make the point.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll love that.
Stop by a little later.
Yeah, you and bring the 49-year-old football player,
oh,
too.
Oh, stop picking on the 49-year-old freshman football player in North Dakota.
Loser.
I am the danger.
Yeah.
I am the danger.
Mason in Ireland continues now.
All right, there you have it, a little acting. Have you seen the Eli Manning Penn State football tryout thing?
I have not.
Okay, so I'll try to describe it here.
Okay.
It does not play on the radio, but I'm going to send out a link to it. It is so friggin' funny. So Eli Manning gets a long kind of brown wig, long hair, and then he gets a nose prosthetic. So it doesn't look like Eli Manning anymore.
Okay.
Then he goes to Penn State football practice and pretends like he's trying out for quarterback. And his name in the piece is Chad. What did we decide? Chad Powers.
Okay.
And at one point, he's running the 40. He's going to run the 40, and he leans down and he gets into a starting stance. And he says, "Fast Chad, fast Chad, fast Chad, fast Chad." And he ran like a 5.5, which isn't bad for a 41-year-old or a 42-year-old. Right. But you got to see it. The picture is hilarious. The bit is hilarious. Obviously, James Franklin was in on it, but none of the players were in on it. And it's part of – they're going to use it as part of the Manning cast. No, he's got Eli's Places, a solo project on ESPN Plus.
Right.
So that's where it's going to run. But really, really funny. Really funny. Chad Powers. All right. The other thing I was going to get to here, John, is that women sliding into social media accounts. We all know this. Women sliding into social media.
Like sliding into DMs?
Sliding into DMs.
Okay.
So women have been sliding into RG3's Instagram.
Got it.
His wife, Greta, runs all of his social media. So she is taking the people that are sliding into his DMs and then publicizing them as people who slide into DMs. So here are some comments. Tell me if this is right. So RG3 is married, okay?
Yeah.
To this Greta who runs a social media
company. Yeah, it's his second wife.
So she says, "Some women are so unbelievable knowing he's married. Congrats. A lot of women embarrass themselves and have no shame. How do you feel about people who slide into the DMs of famous people?"
Why not shoot your shot? My DMs are not open. Yours are, right?
Yeah, mine are open.
Anyone ever slide into your DMs?
I've had a few people slide in. Yeah, not people that I'm happily... not married, but happily with someone.
Well, if you were better looking than me, you would get more.
Oh, I am better looking. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. But no, I have no problem with people sliding into DMs. Why not? Shoot your shot.
Even if they're married?
Well, how do you know? Like, okay, I'm telling Chris.
Yeah.
That he should start selling the OC.
Yep.
Okay. One of the hot guys on that show was married to Brittany Snow. They announced over the weekend getting divorced. So now that guy's wide open. If you would have slid into his DMs, you would have a shot.
So
but I think he's going to run off with Alex.
Slide in,
shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot.
It's up to the person that's on the receiving end whether or not they want to act.
You're single. Do you ever slide into anybody's DMs?
No, only Kim Kardashian is my next plan.
John
told me to, so I'm going to do it.
Because
I'll do it right now.
She just bought a $70 million house in Malibu.
Oh, that's got Bergman heiress. Written all over.
Exactly.
Right?
So I told him to slide into her DM.
So how, do you want to do this? We did this the once before.
Yeah, let's do this. Yeah.
All right, so tell
see,
me
I don't think her DMs are open, but try it.
It says message. Oh, I can't click them. Wait, message? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I can. I can write something.
All right.
Okay, Kim Kardashian.
Let's do this.
Hey, Kim, I'm a radio producer in L.A., fan of
too
yours.
Too fast.
Hey, you're going to stand out because she's only got 330 million followers, so you will jump to the top of the
producer in L.A. And what?
And we should meet.
Hey, Kim, I'm a radio producer in L.A., and I think we should meet.
Big fan of yours. Hit me back.
Big fan of yours. Hit me back.
Yeah, hit me back is good.
Odds that I actually get some kind of response whatsoever.
Well, you have to figure that Kim is probably like Keyshawn, and someone else. Is running her social media. So maybe they'll play ball. Let's find out.
Let's
one half of 1% chance.
I'd say higher than that.
Do you?
7%.
Seven.
That
wow,
you
that's
get
really high.
Some type of response.
I'm going to slide into her DMs, too.
Okay. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say...
Oh, wait. This account cannot receive your message because they don't allow new message requests from everywhere.
Oh,
yep. She's
Oh, she's closed her DMs.
Yeah, she's the same as me.
Damn. There's got to be some other rich broad for...
Well, yeah.
Rich broad?
Yeah, we'll find
Who are
one.
You?
No, we'll find one.
I'm from the 50s.
I don't think you should call her a broad, but we will find you someone who is willing to play ball.
What about this one? I hope she's got really nice stems. I'm from the 50s.
Apparently. The broad with the nice stems? Yeah.
Nice
stems.
That's awesome.
That is great. That is great. All right, coming up next for you, let me see. You got to read there, John. So, John Ireland quiz. Now, I didn't look at this. Bergman didn't look at this. Jorge didn't look at this.
Oh, you guys, okay. So, these are the top 10 websites that people have spent money on in 2022. Like, you can probably guess what number one is.
Yeah, number one would be Amazon. And after
correct.
That.
Correct. Yeah. And now, I did not get any of the other nine.
Okay, let's try to figure them out. I think I know a couple.
Okay.
Let's try to figure it out next. Nobody's looked at it, so it's a fair quiz. We'll do it coming up next for you. Also, big shout-out for Travis Rogers on the Dan Le Batard Show. Did you hear about that?
No.
We got that coming up, too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Live Imaging Tuesday.
Take a shot.
All right.
Welcome to 1978.
Take a shot.
Paul Davis.
Correctamundo.
Okay.
Cool Night.
I think it was a one-hit wonder, was he not?
No, he had another one. We'll play that one.
Cool.
Okay. You know what? Don't worry, Mace. We'll play that one at 2:30.
Oh, good. I cannot wait to hear more Yacht Rock.
We've got a new Twitter account that has followed us, everybody at the radio
station. Okay. What is
it? Sliwa _ is _ A _ bad _ guy. Of course, I called Sliwa earlier a bad birthday guy because he didn't. He's the only one at the radio station that didn't text me yesterday or mention my birthday.
Is he really the only one?
The only one.
Wow.
That's not very nice.
He's a bad birthday guy.
He's a bad teammate.
Yeah, we could say he's a bad teammate.
Bad teammate, yeah.
All right, Chris,
he'll learn.
Chris, hang around for this. Okay. Unless you've seen it. Have you seen it? The top 10 websites that people have spent money on in 2022?
No.
Okay.
All right, so Amazon.com is number one.
Yes.
All right, now, there are nine more. I'm going to make a prediction that you guys can come up with no more of the than three.
Top-selling websites.
This is the only prerequisite. These are the 10 websites where people, men and women, spent the most money on so far in 2022?
I can
three strikes and you're out.
Right. One's got to be eBay, right?
Is eBay
is
still
that one
thing?
Of your guesses?
eBay is still there, but I doubt since John didn't get
since
one.
Since he didn't get one. Okay, how about Etsy?
Yeah, Etsy for sure is on there.
Etsy is number 9.
There you
so
go.
You only need to get two more.
I want to say one of them, which I know is on the list, but then we're going to get tweets about it, and I don't want to get connected to those. But OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, no, OnlyFans, yeah, yeah, for sure. That's
OnlyFans.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah,
OnlyFans. That's a choice.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Yeah.
Really? OnlyFans is number 2?
Right behind Amazon, well, baby.
Men wow. and women do that.
Yeah. And there's a lot of non-adult content.
Right.
There is a lot of
right.
regular
a lot
content
of it.
On there.
All yeah. right.
Okay, how about Ticketmaster?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, over the last 2 years, though.
No, really just think? This year, 2022.
Just this year?
This is money spent in 2022. Okay.
But again, John didn't get it. So.
Didn't get it. So we got Etsy and OnlyFans.
Yeah, I think Ticketmaster's a little behind.
Who else sells stuff?
It's not apps, right? It can't be apps like Postmates and Grubhub and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, correct. It's not any of those.
Okay. It's not any of those.
Phub.com?
You just call it Pornhub.
Well, I don't want it.
Is that one?
But you don't have to pay for that.
I'm a gentleman.
No, you don't have to pay. That's free.
Well,
at least it is for me.
I mean, you can.
No, your point is that they receive money on any level. So, yes.
Right. Is that one of your guesses?
They have a premium feature, I believe.
All right. Pornhub, is that one of your guesses?
I mean, I just don't think people pay for that.
Yeah, that's Morales' guess.
Yeah, the premium is like $10.
Okay.
He knows the number. It's actually $9.99, Jorge.
By the way, it is $9.99. And it is also strike one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Figured right. that one.
So you
what
have,
else do you buy stuff on? Like, is it like a Nordstrom.com or like
so you
Bed Bath
eBay's
and Beyond?
Dead. eBay's dead. Ticketmaster's out.
How about Walmart.com?
Oh, that's
or
a good
Target.
Guess.
Yeah, one of those.
No, I just
Walmart.com. Walmart's making
that's,
a big
is that,
push.
Is that one of your guesses?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Number 8.
Hey, there you go.
That's 3. Right,
now
three.
That's 3. Let's see how many other ones you can get. You get 2 strikes left.
Okay.
So if Walmart's on there, I would think Target would be 2, but
is that one of your guesses?
No, we're talking about it.
Target. I'm trying to think who else does.
Yeah, Target. Yeah, Target's one of them.
Okay, new Target.
I'm nodding in perfect. Yes, it's where he goes. It's Target, number 4.
Number 4, all right.
Wow. Number 4 is Target. Wow.
Yeah, so you got to think like those types
of
places.
You have 1, 2, 4, 8, and 9. You still need 3, 5, 6, 7, and 10.
Have we heard of these places?
We've got 5 of 10. That's better than you thought we were going to do.
Yeah, way better.
What about like Bed Bath & Beyond?
They're going out of business.
Oh, yeah.
They're going out of business, yeah.
No, so that wouldn't be in there.
Morales,
so you literally have half of them now.
Yeah, we've got half of them. What about like StubHub or Vivid Seats or one of those things?
You want to just I'll let you allow you to group in any online ticket brokerage?
Sure.
Yes.
Strike 2.
Yeah.
Oh!
I told you, the same thing with Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
All right, so now you're down 2 strikes. Do you want hints?
Yeah.
Okay, one of them you've mentioned and you just didn't go with it. The other one, there's one that surprises me because I thought they were going out of business, but they apparently aren't. One is a food place that I don't think you'll ever get.
Mm.
One is one you should get because we've all been there.
Well, I think the one that we mentioned that might be on there is eBay.
Correct. Number 3.
Okay.
eBay's number 3. So you have 1,
really,
2,
still?
3. Yeah, you have 1, 2, 3. You need 5, 6, 7, and 10. All right, number 5 is... We've all physically been in this store at some point in the last 5 years.
Best Buy?
Yep.
Best Buy.
Oh, that's a great call.
Yeah, good job.
All right, so you need 6, 7, and 10. Number 6 is, we'll come back to that. That's the food place I don't think you'll ever get.
Okay.
7 is you should get. Okay, so here's my hint for 7.
Okay.
This particular company is owned by an NFL owner.
Hmm.
Is it Sam's Club?
Jerry Jones and all those?
No, Home Depot.
Seat
boom!
Home Depot! Good job.
Arthur Blank. Wait, oh, yep. Very good, Chris. Okay, so you've got 4, 5. You need 6 and 10. Okay, 10. I've never been in this place. Mason, my guess is you bought clothes here.
Nordstrom?
No, it would be
Ross Dress for Less?
Kind of, like in that
Kohl's.
Mold. Boom!
Kohl's.
Oh, yeah, Way to go, Chris.
That's my mom's favorite store. She goes to Kohl's almost every day.
They have, like, clothes, and you can get anything in there. You can get a washing machine.
No.
Yep.
I used to get gift cards there for
Hanukkah. You can
return
Amazon packages.
All right, number six, I can't believe is on here. Kay. It's a restaurant, all right, that specializes in... All right, Chris, I'll give you this hint you will get. It specializes in a food brand that was featured prominently in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Pizza?
Oh, yeah, it's got to be pizza. No, not pizza?
Not pizza?
Oh. Ice cream.
I think he got me.
Hamilton's driving the cruiser. He's wearing the suit. He's flirting with the girl. He takes off the hat.
I remember what
he
was wearing.
He was delivering fish and chips. Who makes fish and chips?
Long John Silver.
Boom! Long John Silver.
So
here's the list. I can't believe it's on there. Amazon 1, OnlyFans 2, eBay, Target, Best Buy. That's the top five. Long John Silver's, Home Depot, Walmart, Etsy, and Kohl's are the next five. Isn't that weird?
That is. How the hell did Long John Silver's make that list?
No,
I don't even
idea.
Know where there's a Long John Silver's. Do you? I
think there's one in Hawthorne.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
I mean, they make great hush puppies.
And fish and chips are great.
Yeah, fish and chips are great.
I've never ordered online at Long John Silver.
But apparently everybody's
doing it. Amazon I order from like every day. Never bought anything from OnlyFans. I bought stuff from eBay like maybe twice in my life. Target, I probably have. Best Buy, I haven't. Long John Silver's, I haven't. Home Depot, I just go in there.
Yeah, just go into
Walmart, I just go in there.
Yeah.
Etsy, have you guys ever used Etsy?
Yeah, I use Etsy for gifts. It's good for gifts.
And then Kohl's.
My mom loves stuff. So
Target is nice because you can order on there and it's waiting for you. Like, they don't have
to
deliver.
You just go pick it up?
You go pick it up.
Yeah, yeah. Morales, I think you're bringing the spicy today. You're doing well.
Wait till... I was going to make a joke. I won't. Anyway, yeah. So Mason in Ireland continues now.
Okay. So, John, so we did that. Now, this is interesting. On the Dan Le Batard show,
right?
They announced the top five producer names, radio producer names of all time.
Okay,
listen to who is number five.
All right, here we go.
Top five sports radio producer nicknames of all time.
Oh wow,
this is big. Number five, Trav. Travis Rogers, legendary producer, the Jim Rome show. Something, it's not a great name, Trav, but it worked perfectly for Jim Rome.
Yeah, it did. It was like a razor.
Yeah.
How about
number
that?
Four,
oh, number Stugatz. Four.
Stugatz.
That's a tough one.
Former producer of the Hank Goldberg show. I messed up so many things.
We don't have to go through the rest. I just wanted to get through the Trav part.
There you
Trav
go.
Trav is famous for his work on the Jim Rome show, and invented the smack-off. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Travis Rogers came up with that idea because they didn't want to work that hard that day. That's what he says, anyway. That's what he says. All right, coming up, we've got a mystery. Actually, let's not do that now. Let's do this. Controversial play on Sunday Night Football. Bears and Packers.
Okay.
And David Montgomery of the Bears looked like he crossed the goal line on fourth down, but the officials ruled he didn't break the plane. So Barstool's got a good idea on how to deal with that situation. They basically just want to put, or suggested that you put a chip in the ball that tells you when it has broken the goal line. Now, to me, that's a brilliant idea. I don't know why somebody hasn't done it.
What would be the downside to that? I would do this starting this week. If they have the technology and they can produce the footballs, why wouldn't you put a chip in the football, in both ends of the football right now?
Yeah, why are we guessing? Like, why? Because you will look at a pile at the end. It's really
okay,
hard
so
to
like,
tell.
I know you don't watch a lot of tennis.
No, I do not.
But they've basically taken tennis and made it, they've taken the line judges completely out of it. Every ball that lands on the court, they can review and tell you whether it was in or was out because they have the technology. This would be the exact same thing. If the ball broke the plane, it would tell you.
It would tell you. There'd
or
be
in,
some...
in hockey, it's like the puck going over the goal line.
Yeah, there'd be some like force field or electronic field that goes along the goal line, and then there's a chip in the ball, and it tells you electronically if it broke the plane or not. I think it's a brilliant idea, and I don't know why. That's an excellent use of technology, by the way. Technology can get in the way. Like instant replay, joke. I'm so tired of instant replay. Slows down everything. It slows down everything in the NBA, the NFL. Major League Baseball, they don't go to it that often. But I can't stand instant replay anymore. But this is a way to accomplish that without having to go through a long replay.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that makes too much sense. That they probably won't do it. Why wouldn't you if you could put a chip in the ball and would end all discussions, why not do it? I'm in favor of anything that speeds the game up.
Me too.
You know what's annoying as hell? Replay delays. In every sport.
The worst.
NBA and baseball, football, replay delays. You just go, if it broke the plane, the replay official will buzz in his ear or it'll show you on TV and he just wires down. He said, yep, broke the plane, touchdown.
Yeah. Call on the field, call on the court, just call it. Just call it. All right, coming up next for you, a surprising pick for the college football playoff by ESPN, plus a mystery singer. Don't look at this, Ireland. Okay. Don't look at this, Bergman. A mystery singer. I want you to try to figure out who it is.
Okay.
Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Mason and Ireland, a live imaging Tuesday.
This was a bigger hit than Cool Night.
I think so. The great Paul Davis, Yacht Rock Tuesdays as well.
So he was a two-hit wonder.
Maybe there's more. Who knows? By the way, we got an update on the poll.
Okay.
Who is better looking, Steve Mason
Thank
or
you very
John
much.
Ireland?
Thank you.
So it just came through. It actually has changed since the last time we talked about it, Chris. Oh. Now, 53% John Ireland, 47% Mason. And this is on Steve Mason's Twitter account.
How are you losing?
Wait a minute,
are you losing a better-looking poll to me when it's your Twitter account?
Yeah, but isn't this a mafia thing?
Yeah, but it's still under you. It's still from you.
Yeah, it's your account.
And by the way, I basically ignored the mafia while you were gone, so you should be trouncing me. These are your people.
These are. The mafia people are great people.
Yeah, and I'm beating you. That's not good for you.
It's not over. And by the way, it's a total matter of opinion.
What
right?
you're, but it's very subjective. The opinion of your people.
Like, I find myself very attractive.
That's good. Once again, you have irrational confidence. Irrational confidence is good.
It is good. It is good. All right, so actually, Morales, you can try this. We found.
All right.
I found. A piece of music today that features a very, very famous singer.
Okay,
extremely
like,
famous.
We'll all know who it is for sure.
You will absolutely not know who it is. You each get
one
guess.
No, but I mean we've heard of the name.
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
She's huge. She is huge.
Okay.
All right. Jorge, go ahead and play it. That's very French.
I know who this is just because I have it in Bobcat, so now I need to find something else.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like three different possibilities.
I don't. You know what it sounds like to me? But I don't think it's a big enough name. It sounds like Natalie Merchant to me.
Kind of, yeah. Or like a Sheryl Crow feel.
All right, I'm going to Mace. I will take a shot, Mace. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
I don't think this is it, but I'll take my shot. Alanis Morissette.
No, that's a very good try. It does sound like an Alanis Morissette song.
All right, turn it up, Jorge. It has that 10,000 Maniacs Natalie Merchant sound to
it's
it.
It's got a very grungy feel to it, too. Where else? Any guess?
No. Ireland, we just went through them all. I don't
know. Believe it or not, that is Mariah Carey.
No.
No.
Yes, that is Mariah Carey, who I guess back in the early 2000s felt like, yeah, I think I'll do a grunge album. Mariah Carey. Never would have guessed it.
So you're talking about this is young Mariah.
Well, young Mariah. Yeah, it is young Mariah.
All right, 1995.
Chris, you'll appreciate this story.
Okay.
I play golf with this guy in the music business, so he told me this story that Tom Petty's greatest selling album is Full Moon Fever. It's hit after hit after hit after hit. It's the one with Free Falling on it. It's got all, I mean, it's just great. So Tom Petty records Full Moon Fever and hands it into the record company, and the people running the record company said, you know what? We're going to hold off. It's just not your best work.
Wow.
And he goes, really? I really like it. And they go, yeah, we don't think it's good. We're just, you know, we're going to hold off. And Tom says, okay. The record company has a changeover. They fire everybody. Year later, Tom submits the exact same album with the exact same songs in that order and becomes the greatest selling album of his career just because there were different people in charge. Just goes back to showing, Mace, you only need one person to believe in you. You only need one. And if they first slam the door in your face, try the other door. Try the back door.
I've been trying. I was about to say something
else. Morales knows where that is.
Chris, that didn't work well for you.
I was about to say.
You need permission.
Here's the amazing thing.
You don't go in. Don't go in unannounced.
Here's the amazing thing about a live event. I was about to do a bit and say, I'm trying to find the person that believes in Mason and Ireland in this place, and I've been trying for 10 years. And then John comes in with the backdoor comment. And I completely am knocked off my pedestal. I didn't know what to say.
That did not sound like Mariah Carey.
No.
I will give you that.
No. So I just sent I sent this text a couple of minutes ago. We just had everybody do your I am the one who knocks speech as a bit of a contest. You won. The response from Greg Bergman's brother, Brian, how do I hear it? I didn't know I was a contestant. I thought I was texting Brian Cranston. I was texting Greg Bergman's brother, Brian.
He'd be like, I don't understand why you would even be trying to do that.
He texted back, Brian, by the way, how do I hear it? I didn't know I was a contestant, LOL.
Well, you think about it. Picture alphabetical on a phone.
Yeah,
Brian Bergman, Brian Cranston would be probably right next to each other.
Right next to each other, yeah. Yeah, well, Brian Bergman, not going to participate, but I'll send that text to Cranston and see what he says. All right, John, this is interesting. So we've talked a lot about Lincoln Riley and the Trojans.
Right.
So Kyle Bonagura and Mark Schlabaugh, who are two college football
analysts. Yeah, Schlabaugh's a good one.
They made their college football playoff predictions. In one and they completely agree.
Okay.
In one matchup, they have Ohio State versus Alabama.
Okay.
In the other one, they have Georgia versus the USC Trojans.
No
they
kidding?
Agree on that.
Hmm.
Agree on that. I feel like it's very possible that that the Trojans run the table. I mean, this will be interesting. They all have, you know, they're all tricky games, like this game at Oregon State, although you already bet on the Trojans.
Yeah,
right,
big money on the Trojans because they're going to win it. But I will say this. They gave up defensively. Their national ranking defensively is not very good.
No.
They gave up almost 400 yards, maybe more than 400 yards of total offense to Fresno State. I just don't think that other teams can stop USC from scoring. So I think if, for example, if Oregon State puts 30 on the board, I think USC beats them 50-30.
That sounds right.
You know, I just think USC's offense is that good.
See, the deceiving thing, I mentioned this yesterday, but the deceiving thing about the USC defense, they've given up a ton of yardage, as you pointed out. The other thing is there is a level of regressing to the mean that is going to happen with the USC football defense because as of right now, they have 10 takeaways and no turnovers. Now, a plus 10 doesn't necessarily last. It's an opportunistic defense, but ultimately, I mean, somebody's going to turn the ball over.
Right. They gave up 421 yards to Fresno State.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
They won 45-17. I think that that's going to be the formula for them. I think they're going to give up points,
and
probably between 14 and 30 points every game.
Yep.
But I can't imagine them scoring less than 30. And I'll tell you, there's two college football players I've seen in my lifetime where you watch them and you go, oh my gosh, that player is so much better than anyone else on the field and is going straight to the NFL. The first one was Marshall Faulk when I was a TV reporter in San Diego. He just ran wild on everybody. And then when I saw Reggie Bush, I said, that's the new Marshall Faulk. Nobody can – Reggie Bush is a human video game.
Yep.
I get the same feeling with Caleb Williams. He's got the game on a string, doesn't he?
He really does.
He doesn't panic. If nothing's there, he just takes off and runs. If something is there, he normally puts it right on the money. I just think that guy, I think he's a Heisman Trophy candidate.
I do too. I mean, if he keeps racking up perfect games the way he has, I don't know that there's any way you can deny him the Heisman Trophy. If he leads them to an undefeated
season. Bryce Young could be there too.
I'm not saying necessarily win, but invited to the ceremony. I think Caleb Williams is going to wind up invited to the ceremony in New York.
Yeah, he's really good. And if you haven't seen USC play yet, you should try to find a way to watch it. Now, this week,
check him out on the Pac-12 Network
Saturday.
Yeah,
the stupid Pac-12 Network took the two undefeated teams playing Saturday night, and it's on the stupid Pac-12 Network.
Would you prefer to have them at 11 o'clock in the morning? That's when UCLA is playing Colorado on the Pac-12 Network. So which is the better spot for them?
So it's 11 a.m. versus...
I don't mind the night game. I mind the Pac-12 Network.
Well, yeah, they should just get rid of the Pac-12
Network. I don't like 7:30 games.
It's 6:30, I think.
Oh, 6:30. The Fresno State game was a 7:30 game. I like an earlier game, but, you know, Pac-12 Network, it doesn't matter because nobody's going to see it anyway.
Perfect time for a college game is 5 o'clock.
I agree completely.
Because then you can goof off during the day and go run around and be outside and do what you want, and then you come home, fire up the grill, watch USC. They're on from like 5 to 8, and it's perfect.
Perfect. All right, coming up next for you, Bergman is going to throw us some Bobcat. He's got some ideas that I guess I already stole one of his topics.
Yeah, hey, Greg, put this in Bobcat.
Oh, there you go.
Wait, what is
John's,
it?
Oh, I John's can't, pitching in.
No, I can't. My thing's gone again. Go ahead.
Okay. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. It is that time for the Bobcat. We got that Bobcat song?
Year of the Cat.
This is great. You guys want me to do a live and we're not ready. Corporate Greg Berman's going to tell us stuff that's important to him or something like that. We need Amanda in here too when we do this.
Corporate Greg.
Well, we really bombed on this one. Take it away, Corporate Greg.
Thanks, Chris. All right, so Byron Scott was on the Byron Scott podcast, crazy enough.
Everybody's got a podcast.
Yeah, and he said, I've coached some great point guards in my day, Jason Kidd, Chris Paul, Kyrie Irving, but I tell people this a lot, this dude was the most talented point guard I've ever coached. He was talking about Baron Davis. Do you agree with Byron Scott?
Before he blew out his knee, Baron Davis had no weakness in his game. He was super explosive, could jump through the roof, could shoot outside, could drive inside. He was unbelievable. I've heard other people say that before. I actually do believe Byron Scott.
Mace, were you listening?
I don't think he's back yet.
Where is he?
I don't know.
I'm back. Okay. Are you hearing me?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you want to comment on this topic?
Probably kicked the comrade.
Yeah. Yes, I would like to comment.
What are we talking about?
I think Jason Kidd is the elite point guard from that group. I don't believe Baron Davis was.
Jason Kidd and Byron Scott had a falling out at the end. Which may be part of it.
I just remember Donald Sterling somehow. Didn't he go after Baron Davis about his weight?
Yeah, called him fat from his courtside seat. He's sitting next to V. Stiviano in her bee costume. And he yelled, hey, Baron, why did you lose some weight?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, it sounds very complimentary, and Baron, I've got nothing against. I just think Jason Kidd is one of the great point guards to play. I'm sorry they had a falling art, but that would be mine. I've got to go download the Byron Scott podcast right away.
Yeah, go listen to it.
Yeah.
Bobcat.
All right, so I actually just got sent this on Twitter, and it's from @BrokeManSports. Okay. He said, "Hey, Greg and Jorge, please bring up the topic of people standing in parking spots to reserve them. I need the Mason Ireland take on this. Driving in a packed parking structure, and two women are waiting in a spot. I pass by and circle back 15 minutes later. Same women still there. How do you feel about people waiting in that parking spot?"
I don't like it.
You're saying she's standing in the parking spot?
Yeah, standing in. And she said, "Do you A, keep driving around hoping for a spot?"
Nope, I pull right in.
Go right through them.
Go right in. Move.
Do you honk as you're going through the park?
I look at them. I get out of the way. I'm parking here.
Here I come.
Yeah, I'm parking here.
Yeah, I don't think that's.
Limit?
I don't think that's fair.
If they refuse to move, I'll park my car like halfway in the spot and I'll get up and walk in. That's not right. Especially for 15 minutes.
I think it is a bad.
That's bad parking etiquette.
Yeah, that's bad parking etiquette. You can't just stand in a spot and try to prevent somebody from parking. And how long was it?
15 minutes.
15 minutes? My God, where's the friggin' car?
Yeah.
In a packed parking lot.
Yeah, completely unacceptable.
Yeah, that's
have you ever done that before? Have you stood in a parking spot to save for somebody?
In college, maybe.
No, I've stood in the parking lot of a game and tried to like direct traffic a little bit.
Away. Well,
is that because you couldn't find your car?
Yeah, it's because I couldn't find my car.
Yeah, that's true.
In college, I would see somebody walk into the parking lot, like, "You need a ride to your car, that way I can park there." That's what I would do.
Yeah, get the hell out of the way. I'm pulling in.
Bobcat.
All right, Jorge, what you got?
All right, so sticking to that, kind of topic. How do you feel about shopping carts? Do you return it to the shopping cart stall?
Always.
Or do you just leave it in the next place?
No. It's karma.
It's karma?
Yeah, if you're the type of guy who takes your shopping cart and just leaves it in the middle of the parking lot to run itself into other cars, it's going to come back and whack your car. Bad karma. Always return the cart to wherever is an acceptable place. Now, sometimes I will if there's no place to return shopping cart and I'm way far away, I will physically pick it up and put it on a grass island so it can't hit any other cars.
Wow.
But I will never just leave it there. No.
Well, I can't say I'm as conscientious.
You just leave it there?
I just leave it there.
No, Mason, yeah. No.
No, I'm all about jobs, man. This is somebody's job.
No,
I don't want to take somebody's job. Trader Joe's.
The way you weaseled out of that was bordering on brilliant.
That guy at Trader Joe's with his Hawaiian shirt, ringing his bell, all of a sudden that's part of his job. I don't want to take jobs. I'm a job creator.
Yeah, you're a lazy ass.
There are special places in hell for people like you. Absolutely go put it back.
Put it somewhere where it's not going to either disrupt the parking lot setup or return it to the regular place.
It's part of my jobs plan, John.
Yeah.
I don't want to take jobs. I don't want to take anybody's job.
Plan. Oh, listen to you. Listen to you. Terrible, terrible human. Mason is a bad guy.
Oh, he's not a bad guy.
That's the next Twitter account. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, there's another one.
Steve_Mason_is_.
Bobcat.
So you want a crazy head coaching stat? Matt Rhule is the head coach of the Carolina Panthers.
Right.
When his team gives up 17 or more points, the Panthers are 1-24. When they give up 16 or less, they are 9-0. 17 points apparently is the threshold for Matt Rhule. What do you attribute to something like this, and is this a fireable offense?
No, I mean, it just means his defense controls the game and his offense isn't good enough to support it. His problem has been, he's got Baker Mayfield playing quarterback this year. He had Sam Darnold playing quarterback before that. Christian McCaffrey gets hurt every year. Their defense should win and lose games, Mace, because their offense stinks.
Yeah, their offense does stink, and they have resorted to Baker Mayfield, who's off to a Baker Mayfield kind of start. I don't think you can necessarily hold this against Matt. I would imagine that a lot of people have this threshold. Like, if you score more than 17 points, you win the game more than you lose the game? I think you lose the game more than you win the game with 17
points. No, he just pointed out that they're 9-0 if they hold their opponent under 17.
Yeah, that's nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense. The more points you score, the more games you should win. It's weird that 17 points is the magic number there.
17 is so low.
It is so low. I would think if you told me the Rams scored 17 points, I would say, what'd we lose by?
Right. I would too. That's weird.
Yep.
Bobcat.
All right, so Oklahoma and Oklahoma State's Bedlam rivalry is not going to continue anymore, according to Brett McMurphy. So when Oklahoma goes to the SEC, they will no longer play Oklahoma State. How important are these historic rivalries to you? And it's kind of the same thing with USC playing Notre Dame after moving to the Big Ten.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to play Notre Dame anymore.
Is that official?
No. But I don't think they're going to, because they're going to have too many Big Ten opponents.
Yeah, see, I do like these sort of traditional games. I mean, it's kind of fun to have Oklahoma State.
Right.
They call it
well,
Bedlam.
I'll tell you this. The biggest game when I was growing up as a kid in that part of the country was Oklahoma, Nebraska. And when Nebraska moved to the Big Ten, they just eliminated it. They brought it back this year for the first time in 6 years. But it won't be the end of the world if these teams don't play each other every single year. They should probably play it once every 5 years, but... by the way, I think if you look up the win loss in Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, Oklahoma wins almost all the time.
Yeah, but in the case of USC Notre Dame, I hope they keep playing that rivalry.
So do I, but I don't think it's like the end of the world if they stop for a year or two.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather see that than, you know, South Alabama and Rice. And, you know, you take, you know, like the SEC, they take three complete bobos and put them in games.
Well, you
like Alabama's going to play.
You can't have more bobos than UCLA put on their schedule this
year. Oh, that's not true. Alabama plays like Gainesville State all the time.
Well,
I don't even know if that's real.
We played South Alabama.
Well, South Alabama's in the Sun Belt, and the Sun Belt's actually pretty good now.
Bowling Green, and who was the other one? Alabama State or something?
Well, yeah, it was Alabama State.
Yeah, that was an HBCU game. That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, I applaud schools that don't play cupcakes. And USC and UCLA and Notre Dame have always been the three schools that didn't do it, and UCLA broke that streak this year.
Don't you think it's a reasonable idea that they break the streak for an HBCU?
Well, if everybody else is doing it, yeah, but... I mean, to me, it seemed like, I mean, there's a reason UCLA is last in attendance in the Big Ten, in the Pac-12.
Do you know why they brought Alabama State in?
Yeah, it's because Michigan backed out. Right.
Michigan backed out. They had a home and home with Michigan. They backed out, so they needed to find somebody quick.
And now they're going to Michigan's conference.
Right.
Interesting.
So Alabama's non-conference games. Utah State.
Eh. Sometimes good.
Austin Peay.
Cupcakes. Terrible. Both of them.
And University of Louisiana Monroe.
Super cupcake. I used to work in that market.
Now, wouldn't you rather have a Notre Dame game than three total waste of time games?
100%.
Yeah.
Alabama, I hope they normally keep it. Alabama over the past several years, I mean, I don't have it right in front of me, but they've always agreed to play in that kickoff classic where they play a good team to start the season. They played USC 1 year.
Yeah,
they played Notre
Dame
1 year. So I'm surprised Alabama did that.
Bobcat.
All right, so there's a story about Andrew Marchand that talks about Aaron Judge's spray chart and fans knowing where to go because he's at 59 home runs, two away from tying Roger Maris' 61. So if you knew where to go sit for a historic home run ball, how much would you pay to go sit in that seat?
No, I'm not that guy. So,
but if you were that guy,
like,
let's accept the
premise. I was talking to Janice Garcia, who is a huge Yankees fan.
Yeah.
And I said, if the Yankees and Dodgers play in the World Series, what's your number? She goes, probably $1,000, because she's a diehard Yankee fan. And she'd probably pay $1,000 just to get into Dodger Stadium.
Probably the get-in price.
I get that. For a home run like this, Mace, I'm not paying. I'm not
overpaying. I don't know. I'm always kind of jealous of those people that sit at the home run seats at Dodger Stadium.
Okay,
I know they're expensive.
Here's an interesting question for all three of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, and you have to make a choice.
Okay.
Okay. You can be in the stands, and let's say you're in the section where the ball lands.
Yep.
You can be in the stands for Aaron Judge number 62, which would break the American League home run record, Roger Maris' longtime record, or Albert Pujols number 700.
Ooh.
Which one you want?
Oh, that's really good.
Albert. I'll take Theo Albert.
You went
the
Pujols.
700, yes.
Okay. Bergman?
I'm going to take Aaron Judge's home run.
Yeah, I'm also going to take Aaron Judge's home run.
I think I am too.
700 has been done. 62 in the American League hasn't.
Not by a Latino.
Yeah, there you go.
There
you go. Yeah, but you know, by the way, Jorge, I didn't think about that. He is going to be the first Latin player to reach the 700 mark, because before this, it was just those three guys, right? Bonds, Ruth, Aaron.
And by the way, Albert Pujols, fantastic. I mean, we had such a great time with him last year when he was on the Dodgers roster. And who would have expected that he would go on a home run streak
at this
age? So it's impressive.
Bobcat.
All right, so Kyrie Irving said that the Nets' first-round sweep was humbling and they really needed it. How much do you believe that he actually bought into this team this year?
This season?
No, no, this season coming up.
Current season.
Greg, I think he's going to be focused because it's a contract year. That's the difference between this year and last year. You know, he thought he was getting a max contract extension. He didn't get it. So he's in the last year of his deal, Mace. If he doesn't ball out this year, it's going to cost him a ton of money.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of has no choice but to buy in. Now, the one question I have is, you know, is it going to be completely about Kyrie? Is he going to make it completely about himself? Is he going to potentially screw it up? Because you never know what's going to happen with Kyrie. But I would imagine he's going to have to bring it for the reason you said, John. He's got a contract he's got to play for. So, yeah, I don't have big hopes for that Nets team. I don't anticipate that they're going to be a team that goes to the finals. But I would imagine Kyrie is going to have a decent year and isn't going to sit out a lot of games.
Bobcat.
All right, kick it off the planet just because it's National Pepperoni Day.
Yeah.
Pepperoni or sausage?
Ooh.
I would kick sausage.
No.
Yeah, pepperoni's too good.
I would kick pepperoni.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Every pizza I get has got sausage on it.
Jorge?
I'm just a huge fan.
Sausage.
Kicking sausage off?
Yeah, I'm keeping pepperoni.
Yeah, me too.
Yep. So two of us are keeping pepperoni, two of us are keeping sausage.
I'm getting rid of pepperoni. Sausage for sure, every day, all day.
Yeah, I love
a good
sausage.
I never order a pizza without pepperoni.
Really?
I never order a pizza without sausage.
Hmm.
Yeah.
This is why you two work.
Yeah, that's exactly why. He's very pepperoni. I'm very sausage. All right. Coming up next. Is that it, Bergman?
You just let yourself go. Yeah, that'll do it.
No, I know exactly what I said.
All right.
I'm not stupid. All right. Coming up next, how long did you live at home after you were done with college or as a grown-up person? How long do you live at home? How long would you live at home? I've got an example of a Houston Texans player who's all in on mom's basement. That's coming up next for you, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.